98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo, the 4 o'clock reset. 4 o'clock reset.
There certainly are other stories going on in sports other than the Patrick Peterson suspension. Zach Greinke's going to have his MRI on his abdominal injury tomorrow. I believe Derek Hall went on the Doug and Wolf show today and said that's why we're not that concerned about it. If we were really concerned about it, we would have done it today. We're going to do it tomorrow. Gonzaga's Brandon Clark is going to meet with the Suns at the NBA Draft Combine. You've got Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals tonight. The Trailblazers taking on the Warriors. Kevin Durant not close to returning to the Warriors in that game tonight.
I don't think they need him. Did you watch any of that first game?
Oh, they did not need him at all. In fact, they seem to play with a lot of joy and a lot of spirit and a lot of freewheeling kind of action without Kevin Durant, which makes me wonder how badly they really need Kevin Durant when it's all said and done. And then, of course, last night was that great game between Milwaukee and Toronto in which Brook Lopez just went off in the fourth quarter the way he did. But our top story of the day, and what has basically become our only story of the day because we know it's what everybody's talking about, what they want to hear about, is the six-game suspension for Patrick Peterson. He will miss the first six games of the season, suspended for using PEDs. Now, we don't know exactly what he tested positive for. We don't exactly know why it's six games. When you look through the rule book when it comes to PED suspensions, we know that if you test positive for a masking agent, you get two games. If you test positive for steroids or some sort of performance enhancer, you get four games. And if you test positive for both, you get six. We don't know for sure. That's why Peterson got the six-game suspension. But a lot of people are sort of assuming that's the reason why. You went on Bickley Murata today at about 10:15, just moments after the story broke, and reported what this story says about why Peterson was upset with the organization. Why is Peterson upset with the organization? Because he tested positive for steroids.
And this goes back to a few weeks ago, right before the draft. And people will remember that Patrick Peterson was upset. Nobody knew why. He scrubbed his account of everything that had to do with the Cardinals. But I reported that, hey, this is a person. I'm going to go back to my notes in a minute here on that. But that it was a personal thing. He was upset with the Cardinals organization, but didn't have anything really to do with football. And that's what we said. It didn't have anything to do with football. What it had to do, what I reported this morning, it had to do with the fact that Patrick Peterson is going to lose somewhere between $4 and $4.5 million is the numbers I'm hearing, because of this suspension. And what his preference was that to go to the Cardinals and see if they could rework the deal to lessen that blow, to lessen the amount of money that he would lose. It was not something that was possible to do through the NFL unless you go the Tom Brady route, which is, let's say, add years to your contract. We'll add 2 years to your contract, and then we can move this money here. My understanding from talking to the players close to Patrick Peterson is he's unwilling to add years to the contract. He wants his contract to end, hit free agency, and try to cash in again while he's still in his prime. So he didn't want to add years to the contract is what I've heard. But the problem that he had and the disconnect between him and the organization stems from his desire to want to lessen the amount of money that he was going to be nailed with on this suspension, which is a great deal of money. It's $4.5 million. I understand it, yeah. Listen, if there was a way to do it, I'm sure, you know, he would have tried to find it. And that's what he was upset about. He was upset because there wasn't a way for him to take that $4.5 million and cut it down to a $2 million loss.
The Cardinals say no, either because they can't or they won't make those concessions. And if that's the reason why Patrick Peterson is upset with the organization, we have not officially heard from Patrick Peterson as of yet. We got a statement from the Cardinals in which they confirmed the six-game suspension and in which they wrote, quote, Patrick recognizes how disappointing this is for everyone in the organization as well as our fans. As we all do, he understands that regardless of intent, he is ultimately responsible for everything he puts in his body. Our coaching staff and our players are now aware that we will have to play the first six games without Patrick, and they understand they have to rise to the challenge that it presents, close quote. Patrick Peterson, when he does miss a game, it will be the first game he's ever missed for the Arizona Cardinals in his entire career.
Wow. He has never missed game for this team.
And he's ineligible to be a Pro Bowl player, even if he has like 20 interceptions in 10 games. He cannot make the Pro Bowl. That run is over.
He can still take part in all offseason camps and practices, preseason games. The suspension does not start until the first week of the season. If I remember right, basically you can work right up until the weekend before, and then as soon as it's that week before the regular season, they basically kick you out of the facility and you can't come back. OTAs resume on Monday. We don't know for sure whether he's going to be there. It would seem kind of unlikely.
I'm hearing that he won't be there, but I can't report it as fact. I am hearing that he's expected, to people that I'm speaking with, that he is expected not to be there. OTA schedule is 10 workouts, May 20th through the 22nd, May 29th through the 31st, and then June 3rd to the 6th. It's a total of 10 workouts. You don't have to be there. Mandatory mini camp is June 11th through the 13th. You have to be there. If you're not there, you start getting fined under the collective bargaining agreement. So the OTAs, three different OTAs, May 20th through the 22nd, 29th through the 31st, June 3rd through the 6th. You do not have to be there. But the mandatory mini camp in June 11th through the 13th, you do have to be there or you're subject to fines.
He's going to miss the home game against the Lions, the road game against the Ravens, home games against the Panthers and the Seahawks, on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals, and at home against Atlanta. As far as the daunting part of their schedule goes, it's not the daunting part of their schedule. Four of the six games are at home. In fact, I remember when we broke down the schedule when it was released about 3-4 weeks ago, it was, I think, the easiest part of their schedule was how they started. And I think we kind of all acknowledge they needed to get off to a good start when it comes to that. Patrick Peterson, we have not officially heard from him at all.
Big mistake by his PR department tonight. You should have been prepared for this and ready to go, not knowing when he was going to get out, ready for a statement of your own, a statement, and try to get out ahead of this thing. Whoever's handling PR for him is doing a terrible job.
And we will, coming up in just a couple minutes, Dan Bickley was able to get sort of a sneak preview of what Patrick Peterson's side on this might be. And we'll talk about that and whether it has any validity or not. But more than anything, how does this make us feel about Patrick Peterson, given that he is one of the best players to ever suit up for that organization? How do we feel about him?
Now or like, because this could play out so many different ways, right? He could come back from the suspension and be like, I want to be traded. Get me out of here. You got 2 weeks. I'm not playing for the Cardinals ever again. Okay? Okay. At that point, you like, forget it. You're dead to us. You're dead to us. You're not getting your name hung in the rafters. You're not an all-time great Cardinal. You're dead to us. He comes back. He plays his ass off. Plays this year. Plays next year. Okay. Right now, you're skeptical because you just don't know. Like, you know, you said diva before, like he's turned into one of the biggest divas we've had. Demanded a trade 6 months ago and then went on the golf course and said, I'll be a Cardinal. And now he gets busted for this. Look, he let his team down. He let the fan base down. Let the organization down. Let a lot of people. When you're a great player, you get suspended for six games. You let a lot of people down.
Mm-hmm.
He let a lot of people down. There's no sympathy for Patrick Peterson right now. There's time to fix that, but we all got to see which direction it goes, because it could go two ways once he comes back from that suspension.
And it seems like we're all waiting to see what he says, how he says it. How does he react to this? How does he respond to this? How that could...
Does he own it? Does he blame it on something?
In many ways, that could determine exactly how we feel about Patrick Peterson moving forward, because I kind of felt like we were done with Patrick Peterson in a good way. I kind of felt like when he apologized on the 16th hole that, you know what? That's the first time I kind of felt like you really owned what you did last fall and you acknowledged it was a mistake and you were truly contrite about it. And we're good, Patrick. We're good. Now, it's hard to feel that way, especially if he had some expectation that the Cardinals should do something about this for him. I mean, that's not an owning your problems kind of mentality, is it? If you're going to your employer and expecting them to do something about it?
No, it's a save your ass mentality.
Yeah.
It's I want to save my ass. But, like, honestly, like, who wouldn't try? Like, I'm not going to fault them for trying. I'm going to lose $4 million. Is there a way I can only lose two? Like, I would try. I don't fault him for trying.
Do you fault him for being upset with them for not doing it?
Yes, because ultimately this is all on him.
He has yet to speak out. He has yet to release a statement. But some of Patrick Peterson's side of things is starting to trickle out a little bit. We'll tell you what we know about perhaps where he stands on this next on the Burns and Gambo Show. John Gambadero, Dave Burns, the Burns and Gambo Show here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Patrick Peterson, 6-game suspension. Gambo reporting earlier that part of the reason why Peterson is upset with the organization is that he was hoping there would be a restructuring of the contract to minimize the financial hit that he would take by being suspended 6 games for the start of the season, and the Cardinals would not, and you're saying they could not do it unless they were going to add a year to his contract, and he didn't want to have a year added to his contract. We still have not heard from Patrick Peterson. He's got a charity event coming up today. I'm sure the media will be out in full force, ourselves included here at the radio station, to see if he makes any kind of comment. I think it would have been wise of him by now to release some sort of a statement to try to get in front of this, because I think fans right now aren't sure how to feel about Patrick Peterson. He's trying to act, at least on social media, like the Cardinals are the bad guys here. At least he was a few weeks ago by scrubbing all mentions that he plays for the Cardinals, by his snakes in the grass comment, things like that. I think Cardinal fans would really like to hear from Patrick Peterson to see how he officially, on the record, handles this. And so far, we haven't. All it looks like from here is that Patrick Peterson just got suspended 6 games for PEDs, and yet somehow he's mad at the Cardinals because of that. That's right.
Right. No, they're,
and when you're, you, and you're when you
right.
put it that way,
it seems absurd. It's ridiculous.
I understand trying to see Patrick's side of this, but again, I'll reiterate this. Patrick Peterson has been suspended 6 games by the NFL for performance-enhancing substance abuse, and yet for some reason he's mad at the Cardinals about that. That does not compute.
He might not be mad at the Cardinals that he's suspended. I think he's mad at the Cardinals because he wanted to find a way to save some of that cash.
Well, maybe, but either way, it doesn't. Patrick Peterson is the one who ultimately did something wrong here.
If everybody starts to look for a way to save money, it gets ridiculous.
Right.
Hey, everybody gets suspended. If we start getting a trend where everybody gets suspended, all of a sudden reworks their deal, now I have less money. Come on. The NFL's got to step in and say, okay, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to lose. You're suspended. You lose your money. I mean, can you imagine if we have the next 10 players that get suspended, and then once they're suspended, oh, by the way, the team just reworked their deal. So they pushed all of the money into a signing bonus. So instead of the guy losing $3 million, he's only losing $300,000 because they gave it all to him in a signing bonus. Like, that can't work.
No. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And that is why, to that point, that's why...
It's my favorite line ever.
I'm having a hard time mustering... I want to hear Patrick's side of the story before I make any kind of final judgment. But if you're going to ask me here today, right now, how I feel about this story, I just don't understand how Patrick ingesting something he wasn't allowed to ingest, and yet somehow at the end of this, he's mad enough at the Cardinals about it that he's going to scrub any mention of the fact that he plays for them off of his social media accounts, and he's going to call them snakes in the grass.
Right.
And he's going to get support for that from guys who used to play for the organization. Now, we promised you Patrick's side of the story, and this is not his official side of the story, but Dan Bickley came on his show earlier, and at about 1 o'clock, said, here's what I'm hearing that the story is likely going to be, that the explanation, maybe not the story, maybe that's the wrong word I should use, that the explanation is going to be. Patrick Peterson, as we all know, type 2 diabetic. Patrick Peterson had been feeling sluggish. Of course, the diabetes was the reason why he had that poor season in 2015, and he explained it after the fact a few years ago. He took something to help him feel better because he was feeling a little sluggish. He realized that it had a banned substance in it, and so that's the reason why he tested positive for a substance that he shouldn't have had in his system, because the diabetes was making him feel not right, and he took something to make himself feel better.
Two questions on that.
Okay.
One, your wife's a physician.
You have team doctors. Like you're told 100 million times, don't put anything in your body without checking. Wouldn't you check with your wife, who's a physician, or with the team doctors? Hey, you know what? I've been feeling a little sluggish. Somebody recommended this to me. I'm going to take it. Like, who does that without checking first? That's one. Two, the hell do you need a masking agent for? Because the extra two games from 4 to 6 is trying to cover it up. A masking agent is used to cover up something. It's a cover-up. That's what the masking
agent is. It's something you take to mask the fact that you've taken a PED.
Exactly.
And as we've looked through the NFL rule book on this, the reason you can get a 6-game suspension. Now, this isn't automatically necessarily the case with Patrick, but one of the ways you can get a 6-game suspension is 4 for the performance enhancer and then another 2 games for the masking agent.
Right.
So, and that's what Dan Graziano, he went on Bickley and Murata today, and he said, it's kind of hard to claim that this was unintentional with the masking agent presence.
Yes, I would think that would compound the difficulty of the usual excuse that you hear in cases like this, which is that, oh, I took something I didn't know was banned, or, you know, I don't know how it got in there, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, but if there's also a masking agent, which, by the way, would be a pretty ineffective one,
right,
if you also tested positive for the drug that it's supposed to mask.
The statement from the Cardinals, which was released about 10 minutes after Bickley went on the air and suggested this might be Patrick's side of the story, reads in part, he understands that regardless of intent, he is ultimately responsible for everything he puts in his body, quote unquote. Bob McManaman, Cardinals beat writer on AZ Central on Twitter. If Patrick Peterson took a banned substance without his knowledge to combat something, this is what the NFL Players Association, not the league, but the Players Association, clearly states on its website, quote, the final responsibility rests with you to ensure that you don't take a banned substance, close quote. So again, I'm going to ask the question, why is he upset with the Arizona Cardinals for something ultimately that is ultimately at the end of the day, his responsibility? And whenever he does speak publicly, he better be very clear and very concise about why ultimately this is his responsibility, because anything else is going to sound like an excuse. Anything else is going to sound like he's blaming somebody else for his problems, and that's not going to wash real well with a lot of Cards fans.
Let's be honest. We know he was upset with the organization from before the draft. Did he get over that? Is he still upset with the organization? Is he upset with anybody for the timing of this? Is he upset with the NFL that the time? Great. It's coming out the day of my charity event. You guys are freaking awesome. Now I got to deal with this. Like, could you pick the worst time?
Right.
Like there could be, he could be upset. Is he still upset with he went through the organization, wanted to redo his deal, wasn't able to do it. That was April 23rd. A month later, are you still angry? I don't know. Like, I don't know that answer. I'm telling you why he was upset on April 23rd. I don't know if he's still upset. Like, maybe he got over it. Like, okay, nothing I could do. They can't redo the deal. Nothing I could do. Now, I'm not going to get I'm not adding years to my contract. I'm not going to redo the deal. So, is he past that? That's the thing, like, we don't know. I don't know if he's still upset with them now. I'm telling you that when all that stuff, when the blank and the fan, that's what it was. That's what it was.
When the blank hit the fan, what it was? No, that's I'm glad you didn't go the other way, because we would have had
normally I would have.
Well, not from 2 to 6. Not from 2 to 6 when those red lights are on those microphones, you wouldn't have said that. Look, maybe, and again, this is all just speculation, and it's going to continue to be speculation until we hear from Patrick on this. Maybe he was upset with them a few weeks ago, got over it, but he might be upset with them again. For what you just said a second ago, man, of all the days for this to come out on the day of my charity event, and I don't know who's responsible for that. I don't know where that came from. I don't know who called Adam Schefter and told him this today, but if he was over it, I got to imagine he might be mad about it again.
I would say more than likely he's not over this. There are people out there that are close to him that don't believe he'll play for the Cardinals again.
Jordan, don't you think today's news had to come from the Cardinals side? It wouldn't have come from Peterson's side, his agent or himself, or anyone close to him.
My guess is it came from the NFL.
Could have come. I mean, could it have come from somebody in the Cardinals organization? Yes, it could have. Could it have come from somebody in the NFL? Yes, it could have. Did it come from Peterson's side? Seems highly unlikely. that anybody from Patrick Peterson, in fact, it's damn near impossible to think that anybody from Peterson's camp would leak this.
This stuff's crazy because what happened?
But we don't know. Somebody leaked it to Schefter. I don't know who.
What happened is, you know, Patrick Peterson may have told 5 or 6 of his boys what was going on. And then if any of them branched out and told somebody else, and then that starts to dumb, and more people know, and then eventually, you know, the national guys find out and they check with the NFL and the NFL just confirms it. And then it's it. Then it's out.
Just a month ago, it seemed like a ridiculous question to ask. And yet today we feel kind of compelled to ask it. What are the chances Patrick Peterson played his final game for the Arizona Cardinals? Talk about that coming up on this Thursday edition of the Burns and Gambo Show. Let's get an update on our Twitter poll question of the day, and I believe we're introducing a new one as well. Let's turn it back over to Spencer Keatsman here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Burns and Gambo need to know Twitter poll update, presented by Sanderson Ford.
All right, Spencer, lay it on us. What you got?
Let's do the new one first.
Okay.
Do you think Patrick Peterson has played his last game as a Cardinal? Not surprising here, 71% say no, 29% say yes.
I would vote no on that, but not a ton of conviction. With a ton of conviction.
I don't have any conviction either, man. I don't know.
I don't know. My conviction tank is a little low when it comes to voting a definitive no on that. I would vote no, but I don't feel great about it. Okay, so 71% say no, he hasn't played his last game. All right. Mm-hmm. What is the second question, which was actually the first question earlier today?
Yes, it's related. We've got almost 3,000 votes on this thing. Good job to the people out there on Twitterland. How should the Cardinals handle the Patrick Peterson situation? 38% say play out his contract. 33% say remove him as the team captain. 25% say try and trade him. And I'm in the minority. 4% say release him.
You just think it's just release
him? Yes. Enough is enough.
Now,
he's toxic.
I would agree. You got to trade him at least.
You could trade him.
You can't just cut him. You got to trade him at least to get some sort of value back for him if you've decided you're ready to move on.
He's
going to
come back, and you're going to have 2 weeks before the trade deadline. Has he played his last game with the Cardinals is a great question. When he gets back from suspension, there are 2 weeks now. May depend on how the other corners are playing. I mean, if Vance Joseph is like, hey, man, we're doing great. It depends on his attitude. It depends on how he handles this. I mean, Patrick Peterson has to, there's got to be a procedure. He's got to figure out a way to handle this.
I mean, we don't know. I think a lot of it is going to depend on Patrick Peterson. Does he feel like he's been wronged and that there is nothing the Cardinals can do to make it right? If he feels that way, then you might have to trade him. You might have to trade him exactly the same way. And I know this is going to be a reference that a lot of our audience might not understand or remember, but I do. Much in the same way the Phoenix Suns, once upon a time, had to trade Charles Barkley. They had no choice.
Right. And he made it that way.
That summer, he made it impossible for them to keep him. They had to move him. It was never going to work. And if Patrick Peterson feels like he can't trust the organization, he doesn't respect the organization, that the organization didn't have his back and burned him, and he will never regain that trust in them again, the Cardinals might find themselves in exactly the same position the Phoenix Suns were back in the summer of 96 or 95. Well, I think it was 96. We have no choice. We've got to move him. And it's very possible. I don't know if I could handicap it. It's very possible it's going to come down to that, because I don't know if Patrick Peterson, this might have been the last straw for him. Whether it should have been or not, I can't put myself into his shoes and see how he feels about this.
Last straw for him.
Last straw for him. It might be the last straw for him and saying, I don't want to play for you guys. I don't believe in you guys. I don't trust you guys. I don't like you guys. I don't like how you handle this, and I don't want to be here anymore.
Here's my notes from that day. Patrick Peterson, this is a big story. He's pissed at the way the organization responded. He felt like they deserted him. He's emotional. He's way out of character for this. Won't come to the workouts, practices, mini camps, and no chance that he plays for them again. This is the notes I got talking to players who have played with him that know him. This is a big story. He is pissed at the way the organization responded. He feels like they deserted him.
Are you taking me back to like the couple days before the draft? Okay,
yes.
when he was snakes in the grass and scrubbing his social media. Okay.
It's an issue that he has to deal with. He's very emotional. This is way out of character for him. There's no chance he plays for them again. He will not be at the workout. He will not be at the practices. He will not be at mini camp. This is what back then. He is not showing up for anything.
And I just want to say this. I'm not saying I think Patrick Peterson was wronged. I'm just saying from Patrick Peterson's perspective, he might feel like he was wronged. I'm not saying he's justified in feeling that way. I'm just saying he might look at it that way. I don't know. A lot of it is going to depend on him. A lot of it is going to depend on his attitude about this, how he feels about this now. I would guess, no, he hasn't played his last game for the Cardinals, but I don't feel great about that. I don't.
I think it's a 50-50 odds right now. This bridge has been burning for a little bit here, you know? I mean, this is the mother of dragons burning some bridges. You know, that dragon's putting out some fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like 6 months of this. Like, if you're the Cardinals, you might be like, okay, look, I don't want to put this on a rookie coach. I got all these young players. I mean, they're going young, they're changing everything. Like, if for some reason they feel that he is a negative, then maybe you do open it up and see what he's worth. They've said all along they weren't going to trade him, and they haven't. They haven't traded, and they still have him for 10 games this year, and then all of next year. And oh, by the way, they could franchise tag him the year after that and keep him in a Cardinals uniform if they wanted to for around $15 or $16 million for that 1 year.
The thing that screws the Cardinals on this, potentially screw if they go down this road, and I'm jumping five steps ahead here, but if Patrick Peterson makes it clear that he will never ever trust the Arizona Cardinals again,
we are never ever getting back together again.
All that's going to do is make it more difficult for the Cardinals to get equal value for Patrick Peterson when they try to trade him. First of all, they'll never get equal value for Patrick Peterson. He's one of the best players in the league. They'll never get player for player talent back. They'll never be able to recoup the talent back in a trade if they were to move Patrick Peterson. But if the rest of the league believes, and we just went down this road with Josh Rosen, if the rest of the league believes the Arizona Cardinals have to trade Patrick Peterson as a result of all this, they're never going to get the kind of value they think they should for making Peterson available at the deadline next year. Never.
No.
Never will.
No, you're probably not getting a first-round pick for Patrick Peterson with 1.5 years left on his contract. Probably not.
And knowing that you have to trade him, teams are going to be like, yeah, we'll give you a second for him, but we're not going to give you a first because you have to move him. You have to move him.
But how many teams are going to want him? Because that always changes things, too, right? How many teams are going to want him?
I would think...
damn, best cornerback in the NFL.
Exactly. I mean, you talk about a player of his ilk being available around the deadline. Again, if it comes to that, I don't know if it's going to. And a lot of it will depend on Patrick and how he responds to this and how...
Are you alarmed that he hasn't responded yet? Like, this has been out since this morning.
Alarmed is a little strong. I think it'd be advantageous for him to try to put something out there, and maybe he's waiting for tonight. Maybe he's waiting for tonight for his charity event or tomorrow at his charity event to say something. But alarmed, no. But I think it'd be in his best interest to put something out there because I think there are a lot of Cardinal fans who worship Patrick Peterson, and now they're not sure what to think about him at all after what has been the craziest 6 months we've ever experienced with Patrick Peterson since he's been here. He was a model citizen. And I don't want to trash all of that based off of 6 months, you know? I want to give him some benefit of the doubt here. I really do. He's been a model superstar player for this organization. And with me, that has earned him some equity. All right, he's got some credit.
So he's built in a little equity with you.
Oh, absolutely, he has. Oh,
is he running out of chips?
He's not. You can't.
Is he running out of chips?
They're not there, but you can see it from here. You know, he's starting to a little bit, but he's been so good, such a good member of the community, such a good player, such a good superstar. That I'm going to be far more inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt because of that. But in order for him to take advantage of that in me, I got to hear from him. I got to know what's going on. I got to know how he feels about this.
And is he going to say again that I'm committed to the Cardinals and I made a mistake and I apologize and I let a lot of people down? And I mean, this is what I would expect if he wants to be here. I'm committed to being an Arizona Cardinal. I do not want a trade request. I plan on being here. I'm going to work my ass off during those 6 weeks to be in the best shape possible. So when that day comes and I'm eligible to come back, I'm going to be on the field and helping his team win football games. And like, if he says all of those things, then you know what? Put a little more chips on his side.
Yeah.
Okay. Put a little, maybe he just won that hand and he gets a few more chips if he plays it that way.
The Patrick Peterson suspension, it's bad enough. Oh, it caps off a terrible 48-hour run for Valley Sports. We'll talk about that next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Pick number six goes to the Phoenix Suns.
So the Phoenix Suns have dropped out of the top of the ladder.
Something's wrong with Greinke. Fired the ball in, and I thought he wanted a new baseball, but Ted Barrow went out there. Ryan DePamphilo comes in. He's going to leave the ball game here. They won't even chance anything. He'll leave. And Greinke hands the ball to Murphy. He'll walk off the mound.
Patrick Peterson is expected to be suspended 6 games by the NFL for a PED violation. My understanding is it did involve a masking agent that Peterson ended up getting busted for. And, of course, a significant blow for the Arizona Cardinals.
And so wraps up a cornucopia of crap over the last 48 hours when it comes to Valley Sports. The Suns going from potentially number one, hopefully at worst number three, all the way down to six in the NBA draft lottery. 24 hours after that, Zach Greinke has to leave the game early because of some abdominal strain. And then roughly 12 hours or so after that, news leaking about Patrick Peterson getting a 6-game suspension. It has been, and one of our listeners pointed this out,
comes in threes, doesn't it?
Apparently it does.
That's what they say, it always comes in threes.
One of the worst 48 hours we've had, and you could go back, I remember it clear as day, the opening weekend of the NFL last year, 2018, Cardinals got blown out at home by Washington. The Diamondbacks horrifically blew a save that day against the Atlanta Braves. It kind of felt like it put the nail in the coffin for their playoff hopes. And Devin Booker needed hand surgery. That day, that Sunday, I remember, in fact, wasn't that, Jordan, wasn't that the day we played Sunday Bloody Sunday? I mean, I know we do it a lot, but I mean, that day it was a horrible Sunday afternoon for Arizona sports. It felt like the world ended. Today, kind of feels like the same. Kind of feels like between Greinke's injury, between the Suns losing in the lottery, and now this Peterson suspension, it feels like Sunday Bloody Sunday, but on a Thursday.
Yeah.
You know?
It does. Now, this one's going to be difficult because you're going to have to wait this out and see what the ramifications are because we don't know. Like, well, what we've got a long time to figure out if Patrick Peterson is going to play this out with the car, and actually, maybe not so long. I'll tell you what, if he doesn't show up for minicamp and starts to get fined, he's never playing for the Cardinals again. And we'll know that. That's in June. The mandatory minicamp,
yeah.
Because the other camps are voluntary. So there's OTA offseason workouts. There's three different camps. Two are in May, one's in June. But the mandatory minicamp is June 11th. So that's about a month from now. If Patrick Peterson's not at the mandatory minicamp June 11th, 12th, and 13th, he's done. Like, he's not, like, I would feel safe saying that he is not playing for the Cardinals again, and he will demand a trade if he does not show up at that minicamp.
All right, I just did a quick little exercise here. I was listening to you, but I was doing a quick little exercise.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was doing it. Okay, so I assigned a point value 1 through 10 for how bad these three things were that just happened in the last 48 hours. Okay?
Okay.
So I gave the Greinke injury a 3. I gave the Suns finishing 6th in the lottery a 5, and I gave the Peterson suspension a 7, okay? I added it up. It was 15, okay?
Okay, then you went to the other one.
And then I did exactly the same thing for the other one. I gave that one a total value of 19. So I think that day was worse than what
we've done. What'd you give the Booker injury?
The Booker injury, I gave a 7.
The same as Patrick Peterson being suspended 6 games?
No, I'm sorry. I gave the Booker injury an 8.
More than...
Well, because at the time, when it happened, at the time, we thought it might be a bigger deal than it was. Okay, in retrospect, I'm only going in the moment, how I felt about it in the moment.
But right now, in the moment, Patrick Peterson may not ever play for the Cardinals again.
And that's why I gave it a 7.
Patrick Peterson's going to miss 6 games. That's like 40% of the season. Devin Booker didn't miss any games.
I know, but in the moment, we didn't know how many games Booker was going to miss. Okay. It just felt like the end of the world because he tore up his hand. So on that day, I gave the Booker an 8. I gave the Diamondbacks blowing the save a 7 because that was like basically the end of the season. And I gave the Cardinals losing to Washington a 4. Because it was just the first game of the season. Who cares? It's just the first game of the season. Add that up, that's a 19. So for me, that day was worse than this day.
I don't agree with you.
About what?
About which part?
All of it?
Yeah. I mean, okay, the Greinke thing should be more like the Booker thing then. Because you don't know. He's had a similar injury. It cost him 6 weeks. So why is the Greinke injury not equal to the Booker injury?
Okay, that's fair. I did this on the fly. I was listening to you while I was doing it.
Did you just hear me say? That's fair? Greinke's got an oblique injury. He's had one before. It cost him 6 weeks. Okay. So we didn't know the extent of Booker's injury and how long he would be out. I mean, we had a little bit of an idea, but it wasn't a sure thing. And he made it back for the start of the season.
Okay, that's fair. And maybe I should have given the D-backs a higher score, too. Because that was the end of their season. When they blew that save, that felt like, that's it. It's done. Bye.
Which save was it?
It was against the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
And it was near the end of the season. There were like 2 weeks left in the regular season.
Was it Boxberger?
I believe so. And it was a very nail-in-the-coffin kind of moment for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay. Like, yeah, that's it. Thanks for playing. We appreciate it. I don't know. I just did it on the fly. It was just a thought that came to my head.
Can we have like a scale of things that are good?
Come on. The Suns hired Monty Williams to be their coach.
And they got Kyler Murray.
And the Cardinals got Kyler Murray. And the Diamondbacks are still above 500. It's not all bad around here. And I got Derek Hall this morning on the Doug and Wolf show. There's a reason why they're waiting until tomorrow to do the MRI on Greinke.
Not to downplay it, but I think if there was urgency or overwhelming concern, he would have been in there, you know, last night or this morning. But anytime it's your ace, you know, there's always going to be a concern, and you just want to rule out certain things. So that's why we're doing the MRI, and there's no need to rush or panic, I would say.
See, everything's going to be fine.
That's what I heard yesterday. Just a precaution. Just a precautionary thing.
Everything's going to be just fine. Been a lousy week, man. whatever point value you want to assign to it, it's been.
Whole college lost in the tournament.
Yeah, but they still made the regionals.
They still made it, yeah.
They still made the regionals. If they win the regionals this weekend, they're still 2 wins away from going to the D3 College World Series. But I don't think anybody, other than 2 other families here in Arizona whose kids play for Coke College, I don't think anybody really cares about that other than me. The Game of Thrones live concert experience heads to Comerica Theater on October 1st. We're giving you the chance to win tickets. Visit the rewards page.
That might be pretty cool.
At arizonasports.com for details and your chance to win. Yeah. I remember you wanting to check that out the last time I was here a couple years ago. Cardinals defense is going to be without their best player for 6 games. Are they prepared for that? That's next here on the Burns and Gambo Show.